Banjur! Hello, welcome to Guernsey. We're an 8x5 mile island off the north coast of France. So close to France are we that many of the road names and house names are in French. The distance, however, has created its own language, Guernsey French. Not many speakers these days, but you do still hear it in the country parishes.
Comme la faveur.
Et n'aimant bien merci et de vous.
And we're fairly squeezed on The Rock, as it is affectionately known. Some 62,000 live here. You'd think they'd sell more bunk beds. The national dish is bean jar, but too much of that can get a little windy, so many opt for freshly caught fish. There's plenty of great seafood restaurants if you're in a hurry. There are so many cars in Guernsey, which is odd as the speed limit is only 35 miles an hour. Most places you could just walk to. The weather is described as subtropical. Try swimming in the sea and you may have second thoughts. But it is sunny, which is great for tourism. Still big here in the island, especially from cruise ship visitors.
So now what about a song? What are you going to sing? Sania Cherie, is it? That's the local song, is it? All right, then off you go.
The island was occupied during the Second World War. Plenty of the fortifications still exist to this day. Guernsey has its own airline called Aurini, which has just bought a new jet for the Gatwick service. The real affection, though, is for its little brother called Joey. He has just 16 seats. A red nose and big eyes are painted on the front. He's such a personality that he's the star of several books. Even though we could fill Old Trafford Stadium, everybody here seems to know each other. So allow an extra half an hour if you're walking in the capital, St. Peterport. Most likely to hear, I'm sure I know your mum. Least likely to hear, I think I can manage without a car. Guernsey competitors to follow at the Commonwealth Games. Well, Olympic marathon runner Lee Merrin, he was the big island hopeful, but had to pull out because of injury. This weekend, cyclist Tobin Horton and James McLaughlin will be hoping to make an impression in the road race, and they're definitely ones to watch for the future.